Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most important condition to benefit from these days and any other days of the year is to repent from our previous lapses and to be careful that these don't repeat, to be vigilant not to go astray and to remain on the path. Thus, this is a suitable time to carry out the ghusl and prayer of repentance mentioned in Dhul-Qa'dah, to wash away the dirt of our sins and to ensure to now remain pure. There are specific mustahabbat that the Ahlul Bayt have taught us for these special days. Observing them will increase the amount we benefit. These can all be found in Mafatih al-Jinan. Firstly, it is recommended that between Maghrib and Isha, a 2-rakat prayer be recited, in which after Surah Tawheed of each rak'ah, the verse of Wa wa'adna Musa be recited. Secondly, there is a dua that our 6th Imam would recite during the first 9 days of this month with very lofty tawhidi content and meanings. Another recommended dua is the one that was brought as a gift to Prophet Isa by Jibra'il. Fourthly, Imam Ali also taught us some tahleel, which means to say La ilaha illallah at the beginning of different verses in a specific dua that's been given to us for these days. Fifth, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, is a very special day. There are recommended du'as and prayers specifically for this day. Specifically, Imam Hussein's spectacular du'a for this day, a du'a that many of us recite every year, but many of us do not appreciate the gems it contains. Before mentioning these words, we have to ensure that we are paying attention to what we are saying. This is the voice that will be answered. Finally, praying for those who have a right upon us, the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophets, their successors, Allah's Awliya, our teachers, our parents, our siblings, and our relatives. Praying for these people and including them in our prayers will increase the effect of our prayers and our du'as, inshallah.